This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Scenic Texas is an Austin-based organization that plants trees and wildflowers instead of billboards in an effort to create scenic roads and improve public spaces. Here to talk about Scenic Texas, what they do, and some of their successes is Scenic Texas Board Chair Jason Wills. If you want to find out more information about the organization, you can do so on their website, scenictexas.org. Jason, I appreciate you joining us here in the Inside Austin Studios in the beautiful Westlake Hills overlooking downtown Austin. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you for having me. It's very scenic.
Let's talk about the mission and vision. Scenic Texas, what is it? What are you guys doing? What are you working on?
We are a small Texas not-for-profit, and we're dedicated to the preservation and enhancement of the state's visual environment. And what that means is, as you said so well.
I stole it off your website.
Exactly. We promote planting trees and wildflowers and avoiding highway clutter and visual pollution.
How far back does the organization go? What is the history and what was the inspiration for starting Scenic Texas?
I'm glad you asked. The timing's really good. We're almost 40 years old, and a lot of this goes back to Lady Bird Johnson.
As so much of the things around, especially Central Texas, does.
So true. Back when her husband was president, there was the Highway Beautification Act, and Lady Bird Johnson wanted to make America beautiful again. At this point in time, Scenic Texas was really focused on addressing highway clutter, which was visual pollution, billboards everywhere. When you drove Texas back then, it was just not very attractive. And Lady Bird began this movement, and we had a handful of folks who really fought the good fight against ugly billboards and basically said, let's plant flowers and make our state beautiful again.
And while we're on the subject of ugly billboards, I know there was a recent victory for people who are anti-digital billboards. I guess that was in the Supreme Court, particularly here in Austin, right? That was an Austin case. Can you talk a little bit about the threat of those digital billboards? And for anybody who doesn't know, what is a digital billboard and what is the problem with them?
Well, the problem with digital billboards, and they're so much worse than existing billboards, they're not only unwanted advertising, but what's really happening is they're dynamic. They're changing every 8 seconds.
That is a distraction, I think.
It's a distraction. It's not safe at all.
And they're super bright.
It's super bright. What we've been doing is working with the city against changing those laws. We actually have attorneys that we work with. In this case, it was a Supreme Court case that upheld Austin Sign Ordinance and protected the Highway Beautification Act. And so this is what we do. A lot of Scenic Texas is playing defense. And in this case, we were making sure that the signage laws didn't change. And we didn't want to see Austin or the rest of Texas start looking like Vegas or
Times Square.
Times Square, yeah.
What about, and I'll ask because maybe it's, I recently noticed I was on the interstate the other day, and maybe they get a pass because it's a state piece of property, but the Moody Center and the old Irwin Center, they've got kind of a digital billboard that I would think would fall into the nuisance category.
They do, and I will tell you, those are special exceptions, but we're always trying to see that, keep that from happening. The other thing, John, that really is a thorn in our side right now, and there are not a lot lot of laws or legislation around this, but you're starting to see digital billboards on trucks where they basically carry it around, and it's like a beacon in the street, but yeah. It's moving along with you.
And the sole purpose of these billboard trucks is just to drive circles around and be a rolling billboard, effectively.
Exactly.
That can't be environmentally sound.
And to be honest, John, signs are the worst form of advertising.
Parasitic, I think, right?
Parasitic. I'm so glad you said that. If I buy a magazine, that magazine, I'm a subscriber to it. Signs don't. You're just driving the highway. You just want to have a beautiful experience. Why are these things intruding into my world? But more importantly, we have worked and had a great legislative victory recently where we were able to set up a Texas Highways and Byways program. Texas was one of the last states that didn't have this program. And so by now having a Scenic Byways program, we're going to be able to allow for local communities to receive federal grants, and we're going to be able to protect those roadways. So part of what we're doing is working with TxDOT to make sure that legislation is actually implemented correctly.
What we're looking for then is a nice drive through the hill country, unobstructed by billboards and digital billboards and that sort of thing.
Texas is so beautiful, it doesn't need the clutter.
It is if you can see past the signage.
Right.
What about were there any other successes in the legislature you want to talk about? Did you help pass a couple of bills and maybe you helped kill a couple of bills too?
We do play a lot of defense, but we're also very focused on planting trees and protecting dark skies. And so we support all of those initiatives. I think light pollution is one of the most important things we're looking at these days. You know, the stars at night are big and bright. You got to be able to see them, right?
At least they were.
Exactly. So that's what we're focused on. And I will say, you know, we talk about the signage and the pollution, but one of the most important things we do is very simple. We just plant trees. TxDOT has a program for planting trees, but it only really extends to large highways and big cities. And so what we do is we reach out to small townships, small cities, you know, those places that you drive through 3.5 hours from here.
Yeah.
And you go, wow, what's going on here? And we're planting trees. We're bringing them the trees, but we also bring a criteria. So we say, okay, we're going to give you these trees, but you have to commit to water them. You have to mulch them. You have to take care of them, because it's not just the moment you put it in the ground. We want to know that city is going to take advantage of it.
Yeah, there's more to planting a tree, I guess, than just planting a tree.
Absolutely.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Scenic Texas Board Chair Jason Wills. If you want to find out more information about the organization, you can do so on the website, scenictexas.org.
This is one of the things I will say about Scenic Texas. It's non-political. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, whether you're urban or suburban, appreciating the state of Texas, wanting trees, wanting to have a great visual environment, it's easy to get on board with.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody is anti-Scenic Texas.
Exactly. Nobody's out there saying, please, please, more clutter. That's what we want.
Except maybe one of the billboard companies.
Maybe one of them.
What about the Scenic City Certification Program? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, and this is similar to what I was talking about with the tree program. There are a lot of places in Texas that don't have the same level of funding as the big cities. And so we started really looking at best practices for those places. And the best practices are, how are you dealing with not just signage, but streetscapes, placemaking? How are you dealing with graffiti? How are you looking at your green spaces? And we put together an entire program that we administer where Scenic Cities can actually appeal to us.
There's
an application process. We work with them on it. They have to agree to certain things. One of them is no new signs. And we have these tenets that we put together. And so if you're a small city that doesn't have, we'll say, a city architect or maybe even a city manager, here are these resources that we can put together to support you making good decisions when it comes to city planning. And all of that process, $740 a year.
Not very, very affordable, even for a small city, I would think.
Very much so. And I think this is one of the most exciting things that we do. These certification processes, we get to know the cities very well. We get to know employees. We get to really work with the architects and the engineers in those cities. And they're very proud of what they do. And so, you know, if you have a chance, we have almost 100 scenic cities right now. Our goal is to double that in the next few years. But take a look at some of these beautiful cities who have taken time to really invest in their cities. And if you're a city continuing that, I will say we have boiled that down to what we believe is a really beautiful best practices document. And it's our resource guide, and it's on the Scenic Cities website, which is through scenictexas.org. And what you'll see is that we cover kind of the 10 basic tenets related to scenic city infrastructure. And like I said, it covers everything from litter and graffiti to utility and cable lines to screening ugly things like dumpsters and creating parks and trails and open space.
This is maybe some help that a lot of smaller cities don't have, because the city of Austin has tons and tons of people and resources and employees. They can write their own kind of best practices. But I guess the idea for this is for smaller cities, towns, villages, they don't have the resources, but you've got kind of a boilerplate template that they can just follow along and end up with a nicer looking small town.
Absolutely. And one of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to develop a program and a curriculum where we can actually go to a lot of those scenic cities. So as an example, there are conferences where everyone comes into San Antonio or Houston and things like that, but a lot of these smaller cities don't have the budget for that.
Sure.
And so we were doing seminars, and they were well attended in these bigger conferences, but we realized, hey, what happened to Frisco? Why didn't so-and-so show up?
Sure.
And it's because they didn't have the resources. So we're taking that seminar, that educational curriculum, and we're actually going to the cities now and meeting them in the Panhandle or in East Texas or,
Bring it to them.
Exactly. And we're really excited about that level of education.
Does Scenic Texas also provide kind of a best practices template for the Dark Sky initiative as well?
We don't with the Dark Skies. What we've been doing with Dark Skies has really been working from a legislative perspective, and it is a component that we're looking at adding to our scenic certification process in the future.
And stars at night.
That's right.
What about upcoming events for Scenic Texas?
We have, it's Scenic Texas, so we have to do a scenic bike ride, right?
Sure. Do you have any details on that yet?
We have a semi-annual scenic bike ride, and the reason it's semi is because there was a pandemic and we didn't do it for a while, although in hindsight, being on a bike outside seems a pretty safe thing to do.
Sure.
It will be back in the spring of 2023. Keep a lookout on the website.
How long is this bike? If I want to participate, how far am I going to be pedaling?
I'm glad you ask. It's a family and friends kind of event. So it's, 20 miles. I actually did it with my boys. We basically, knocked it out together. And every now and then, it's just nice to be on a bike. Normally, when you're in a car, you just blow by the
scenic landscape.
You don't see
anything. Yeah, you're going by too fast.
When you're on a bike, you really get to enjoy it. And then you also identify the things that you wish weren't there.
Do you have any idea about location yet, or is that still being hammered out?
The last one we did was a little bit south of Austin, and we did our 22 miles, and then we ended up at a rural brew pub and had a band and drank a few beers and had a great time. So it'll be similar to that.
And how can people find out more if they want, because I want to participate. How can we find out more if they want to get on that upcoming, I think you said spring ride?
Yeah, go to scenictexas.org under events. We should be posting something in the next 60 days.
And what about other ways that people who may be listening here in Austin, Central Texas, if they like your mission, your vision, they want to even more Scenic Texas, what are the best ways to participate? Is there volunteer opportunities or fundraisers or donations, or how can we help you?
Yeah, and this is an important aspect of Scenic Texas. We are not one of those organizations that you mail a check off to and you never hear from. We have a very low overhead. Our entire budget is right around $200,000 a year. So we're a small organization, and we are largely volunteer driven. We have one full-time employee. And so what we need, if you want to volunteer, we have tree plantings. We'd love to get you involved in something like that. We have opportunities for advocacy. It's always great to have somebody help us in supporting good decision making when it comes to our legislative work. And again, there are opportunities to donate, not only by planting a tree and sending us a little bit of money for that. We have a advocacy fund that we developed for speaking to legislators. We also have other opportunities for donations. And so one of the things that we're raising money for right now is for the education educational curriculum that I talked about, and we're putting together videos that are actually going to be informative videos we can send around the state, and we're developing a networking platform for that.
And Jason, we've got about 30 seconds left in the segment here on Inside Austin. I'll let you have all 30 of them. What is it we didn't talk about? What is it you'd like to say to Austin and Central Texas about scenic Texas?
The most important thing about being in a place you love is protecting that place. And during the pandemic, I certainly became very aware of Texas, just in the sense that I was going out to, you know, outdoor spaces. And as a result, I wanted to take care of those outdoor spaces. So if you love Texas, if you love being outside, if you're a naturalist, if you believe in sustainability, if you believe in protecting the Texas environment and our way of life, this is just a great organization to support.
That's Jason Wills. He is the Scenic Texas Board Chair. If you want to find out more about Scenic Texas, check out their website, scenictexas.org. Jason, I appreciate your time today here on Inside Austin.
Thank you, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.